Welcome to Believers Academy and the series, The Secret to a Successful Family. My name is Joy, and we're very excited you have chosen to join us. This first lesson with Kelly Copeland is a teaching on how to choose God's love and eliminate all strife. Strife is designed by the enemy to destroy the family. This is not something we want, and so it's vital to resist strife. Let's learn how to stop and remove strife. Go ahead and download the study materials. There are questions for you to think about, an action plan, scripture references, and more available for you. Also, feel free to pause or rewind this teaching at any time to make sure that you catch every important truth. Ready to begin? Let's join Kelly now. Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. It's Monday. We are ready to go into the Word. I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher, and I've really been blessed this week and last week to do the broadcast for my parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They are wonderful. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day if you were a mother, and this weekend I believe your children were really good to you. And I certainly do appreciate my mother and my father as well, my family. Family is important. Family matters. It matters what happens in our families. You know, you can be a success at your business. You can have a successful ministry. But if you don't have a successful family, then you're really not a success. Success is life in your family. You know, when you're living for the Lord, you want that next generation and that next generation to continue to live for the Lord and continue a legacy. And so to do that, we must be watchful over our families, watchful to keep out strife between parents and children in both directions. Keep out strife between husbands and wives. Keep out strife between brothers and sisters and cousins and even beyond your family to your extended family and beyond that to the family of God, to your brothers and sisters in the Lord and even beyond that, because the Lord, even the unsaved people that you know, don't get in strife with them. Don't even get in strife with the TV and the people that you see, politicians. Stay out of strife. You might think, well, you know, we don't have big fusses going on. We just argue about little things. You know what? That is the devil doing his best to get a foothold into your lives, into your family. And strife is, it comes in many forms sometimes that we don't even think about. Gossip, slander, being judgmental, it's all strife. And it's all hurtful. And it's all the way of the enemy to get into our lives and be able to affect the outcome that we have. You know, we're all believing for certain things. But when you have an atmosphere of strife around you, the good things that you want to harvest in life, the good things out of the Word of God that you are believing for, will not come to pass. You know, faith works by love. And so walking in love, it's something we all know we need to do, but we can't just know we need to do it. We're going to have to make determined choices. And you know, for a while, you have to make everyday choices. You know, in Colossians, it says, clothe yourself. The Bible puts it that way. Clothe yourself in these things. Clothe yourself in love. Well, you know, when you're a little child learning to get dressed, clothing yourself is not an easy task. They have to think about it. They make mistakes. They forget to clothe themselves. That's why parents are there, to make sure they go out with clothes on. But the more as you grow and you get used to clothing yourself with clothes, it becomes such a natural thing that you don't even think about it. And you certainly wouldn't think about walking out the front door as an adult, I hope not, without clothes on. Well, it's the same way with the love of God. If we purposely clothe ourselves every day in His love, in His grace, in His mercy, and we put that on, And of course, clothes that you put on your body, you take from your closet. But the clothing of the Spirit, we take from inside. And we choose to be led and moved by the love of God inside of us instead of by circumstances or by our feelings or our flesh. And every day we do that. After a little while, you wouldn't think of walking out of the house or getting out of bed without being clothed in that love. It becomes really first nature to you after you practice that for a while. So I believe this week that the things that I'm going to lay out for you will really help you. You know, as we've talked last week, we talked about how to fix hard relationships, hard situations. I hope that it encouraged you not to give up on relationships, but to apply the Word, apply the goodness and the graciousness of God to your relationships, and God can fix things. He can turn things around. So if you were not able to catch us last week, then go to kcm.org and watch all of last week's broadcast, because I believe it'll bless you. And really, Satan is attacking families. We just need to be aware. The Word tells us to be aware, of Satan's devices, of the wiles of the devil, it puts it. What does that mean? It just means keep your eyes open and don't let him get anything over on us. Don't let him sneak things in. Don't let him sneak in a little strife. We know that James says that where there's strife, there's confusion and every evil work. We were talking this morning before I came out to do the broadcast, and just talking about when you talk about a harvest, you want certain things, as I said, that are in the Word to come to pass in your life. You have certain things you're believing for, certain things that you want to receive, health, prosperity, joy, peace. But in an atmosphere of strife, the only harvest that the Word says you get is confusion and every evil work. And it's that reason that the devil tries so hard to get strife into family. And no family is immune from it. You know, I would venture to guess that even if you're not going through a hard family relationship right now, at one time or another, you probably did. So, because people being people, you know, sometimes you get more than one in a room and somebody's going to disagree with the other in general. So, you know, but it's okay to disagree. It's okay to think differently. You know, many times our very personalities cause us to see things differently. But as we learn to walk in love, we will learn to value how someone sees something. And you know, you get one part of the puzzle and you get another part of the puzzle and you bring them together and you really can see what's going on. And I know the Lord wants us coming together as husbands and wives, as families, and as church bodies, and as a people on the whole. He wants us coming together to see everything, and all of us to see things His way. So we can see the many-sided wisdom of God when we come together. We see it in each other if we value what the Lord is doing and if we allow Him to work. We talked last week about receiving the plan of God and believing in Him to bring it to pass. God, You have a good plan for me. I thank You for bringing it to pass in my life. Your will. This is really an important truth. I'd love for you to go back and watch it. Even if you saw it last week, go back and listen to it again to get this in your heart. When Jesus prayed, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray that yourself and pray it like this. Lord, Your kingdom come into my life. Your way of doing things, Your structure, Your plan come into my life. And Your will for me and for my family and for my life be done here as You have decreed it to be in heaven. That is so powerful, because that's, number one, receiving by faith what God has planned for you even as the word puts it, while it's still a mystery to you, you receive it. You receive by faith what God has planned for you. That's so powerful because you're putting yourself in agreement with heaven and you, so to speak, remove yourself out of the way for the Lord to move because you're in agreement. You're not trying to go in an opposite direction. You're in agreement with Him. So that's a really powerful truth to grab hold of if you want to go check that out. So we stopped last week and talked about receiving the Word, which planted in your heart contains the power to save your souls. We were talking at the end of last week about forgiveness. You want to walk in these things of God. You want God's plan to come to pass in your life. You want situations in your family to be fixed. We first said step one was you have to acknowledge God. And that means acknowledging Him as your source, acknowledging He has a plan for you, and acknowledging that it's a good one. That's acknowledging God. And then step two was repent, forgive, and receive the grace from God to change things. You know, where sin abounds, I don't care how bad your situation is today, where sin abounds, where sin just looks like it's winning, grace does much more abound. My dad, we talked about last week, my dad gave the word for 2013 that the Lord gave him was a year of great grace. A flood of grace. You know, when a flood occurs, things look one way one minute, and then when that flood hits, everything changes. The topography of the land, the landscape, what it looks like. And of course, in a flood, that's in a water flood, that's a negative thing. But a flood of God's grace, where sin makes things look one way, sin and destruction and strife and division look like things are one way, the grace of God moves in and totally wipes things clean. That's what this year is going to be for you. If you latch onto that word and you do the things to put yourself in a place where God can overflow blessing and grace on you, things are going to change. Things you've been believing for a long time, things in the financial realm, things in your health, your life, your family. Maybe you've been believing for a loved one to come into the kingdom of God for a long time. This is the year. Great grace is overtaking us, and it's going to change everything. And I want us to begin to expect sweeping, say that with me, sweeping changes of grace, from grace, I guess would be the right way to say that. Sweeping changes from grace. But the Word says that it must be by faith that it might be by grace. So grace doesn't just come happen to you, but it must be by faith. You must be walking in faith. And of course, the Word tells us faith works by love. So we're not going to be able to enjoy the goodness and the grace of God the way we could if we don't get rid of strife and get rid of division in our families and in our lives. So this is very important. It's not really a subject that's all that fun to talk about. It's not something that I was just like, oh, yay, Lord, I get to talk about family strife. Not my favorite, but it's important. And I think when one of the reasons people don't like talking about these things is because they know, you know, you're going to end up exposing yourself sometimes because no one, as I said, is exempt from the attack of strife. Satan is trying to bring division to everybody, and we just need to open our eyes, stop feeling guilty for it, stop feeling either judged or being judgmental towards others about it, and just get rid of it. And we can do this. By the grace of God, by the Word of God, He has shown us everything in His Word how to fix things or how to open the door for Him to fix things. Because we talked yesterday about if He's your source, then you're not left with your own devices to fix things. Let me tell you, talk about exposing yourself and your bad traits, I guess. I have a confession to make. I'm an arguer. It's just part of my personality. My dad said that I should be a lawyer when I was a kid because he would say something and I would just argue. And my husband has said, "Man, you argue." I'm like, "I'm sorry, I don't mean to." But I, you know, and you know, they think I'm arguing. I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to let you see my point. But see how different that looks? I think I'm making you see my point. That comes across as arguing. I'm sure it's arguing. But I just think if I could keep talking, I can fix this situation in the back of my mind. I can get you to understand what I'm saying if I just keep talking. And that propensity ends up usually just causing more strife. And in all of us, there's something like that that we have to watch over. Maybe that's you. Maybe you think, "I'm like that. I want to fix everything." And maybe you're not the one that tries to fix it verbally. Maybe you're the person that tries to get in there and do something to fix everything. You know, you and I both need to just stop it. We need to stop trying to fix everything. And we need to get on the Word, get in the Word, get on the Word, and let the Lord fix things. And really, all we have to do is find the word that applies to us, walk in it, and as Hebrews says, rest. We don't need to be hard-hearted about, "I can do this," and "I can fix this relationship." Be led by the Spirit. We're going to talk about being led by the Spirit in walking in love this week. You know, the Lord knows what's going on in that person that you're dealing with. The Lord knows. And maybe it's not even been your fault. Maybe it's been you really are dealing with a difficult person. But the Lord knows what's going on. The Lord knows exactly what they need, exactly what they need to hear. And the answer is either the Lord giving you the things to do and say to minister, or maybe even you just praying for them, walking in love, being lovely, showing them Jesus, and praying that the Lord sends laborers across their path and begins to be able to get through to their heart. That their eyes, you know, one of the things that's great to pray for people is that the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of their calling. That's a great thing to pray for people. You just pray the word over them. Pray what God gives you to pray. Do what God tells you to do. Say what He tells you to say, and you're going to have success. But in that, you're walking in love. And remember what 1 Corinthians 13 says, love never fails. So let's talk a little bit about these, get back into it this week. That just gives you a little recap on where we're headed. Let's just see what the Word says about forgiveness. I said it last week, you're going to have to forgive. You're going to have to repent, forgive. And part of repenting is your own asking for correction. You know, it's a fool, the Bible says, that doesn't love correction. Fools hate correction. Just say it out loud. I love correction. It's even hard to say sometimes, but I love correction. I love correction. You know, correction keeps you on the safe path. When you're corrected by the Lord, my goodness, why do you think He corrects you? Because He wants you to be in trouble? No, it's because He has a good plan for you, and only by correcting you can He get you on track and on path for that good plan. I certainly want my course corrected, don't you? Especially if you're headed off the beaten path that God has already laid out for you. You want to be corrected. And so let's just read some things in the Word and let it correct us. Colossians chapter 3 says, "Since God chose you to be the holy," this is verse 12, "since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy." That's love. "Kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Those are all fruit of the Spirit. I don't know if we'll get to talk about the fruit of the Spirit a lot this week, but you know, the fruit of the Spirit all of the rest of the fruit really come out of love. And the fruit, you know, I almost wish that the Bible hadn't called it fruit, because it's really, it's a seed planted inside of you. All of those things, love, joy, peace, all of those things. When you get born again, those are God characteristics. Those are God powers is a good word to say. God, His Spirit, the Spirit of God, planted on the inside of you. But those things lie dormant in you unless you use them, unless you decide to walk in them. Peace is going to just lie there. Love is going to just lie there. Long-suffering or patience is just going to stay there. It doesn't become fruit until you pull those things out and you operate in those as opposed to operating in your flesh. And when you do that, though, those become fruit. I mean, the fruit of a tree is out here for somebody else to enjoy. Really, the fruit on the the things on the inside of you become fruit when they come out and they can affect somebody else's life. So the fruit of the Spirit are in you, and I don't care if you feel like you're the most impatient person in the world, you have God's patience inside of you. Just pull it out. Now, in the middle of wanting to throw your hands up in the air and scream at one of the kids or get mad at your spouse, you have to go, Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to operate in the fruit of the Spirit of patience. Your patience is on the inside of me. I am patient. Begin to quote the word that you know. But what are you doing? You're pulling that patience up. You're pulling that love. I choose to walk in love with this person. I love so-and-so. With your love. You don't even have to try to do it in your own love. It's not going to do any good. You've proven that. I love so-and-so with the love of God. Think about it like this. Think about taking a cup, and we won't dump our coffee out today, but taking a cup into a deep well of water and drawing up that water, that well from that water, that water from that well. That's what you're doing when you say God's word. When you say, when you choose to pull the love of God, pull the forgiveness of God. We'll read some scriptures about His forgiveness for us and how we need to forgive. We'll read some of those tomorrow. But think about this today and the rest of the day. Whatever faces you, whatever you come up against, you take that dipper in the Spirit, which is your mouth, and you dig out of the well of your heart, the power of God, the love of God to meet any situation, to overcome any situation, overcome any temptation to not walk in love. You pull out that love and say, I walk in the God love that's on the inside of me.
Congratulations, you've just finished the first lesson in this series, The Secret to a Successful Family. This series is really going to impact your life and help you succeed as a family. As a reminder, take advantage of the free downloads on your screen. They're designed to help apply what you've just learned. As you do, it won't be long before you'll begin to see changes for the better in every member of your family. We really want you to join us for lesson 2, Receive Your Place in Christ. This lesson will give you confidence as you work with your family to bring success. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and remember, Jesus is Lord.